Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
.305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Christmas is saved. Christmas has come early for Charles Pyle. You know what Charles Pyle has wanted for his entire life for Christmas is a newsroom.
Woo!
Santa done brung him a newsroom. Way to go, Charles. Good work. Good work. Hey, did I just hear that Mark Warner is running for a fourth term? For the U.S. Senate? Well, now, I don't want to be the guy who's... you do know he promised that he would only run one time and then one time for re-election. He promised we, the people of our beloved Commonwealth of Virginia, that he would only serve for two terms and then that was it. Now, here we are, 18 years after first assuming residence in the U.S. Senate, the Billionaire Boys Club, and he has decided that what we all need is his rotund posterior remaining in the Billionaire Boys Club for another 6 years. Why? Why? Here's my question on all of this. If you folks who continually say, hey, I'm going to Washington and I'm going to change things. Okay. And then you get there and you're there for a while. Oh, I don't know, say 6 years. And things haven't changed in 6 years as a result of your hard change work and stuff, wouldn't you then say, hey, I think I have failed in my mission? Or could it be that you say, I need another 6 years? Huh. Well, okay. Well, then you got another 6 years. Now it's 12 years you're there. And what have you done in those 12 years? I don't know. A lot of stuff I'd like to do. A lot of stuff I came here to do. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be done by me. Shouldn't you actually have done that in the past, 12 years? Wouldn't that be when you should do these things? All right, so now you've been there 18 years. Isn't it just time for someone who is, not you to be there? Maybe? You really want us to put you back? Well, put you back. I mean, it's not like you've left. It's not like you really lived anywhere other than there to begin with, right? So, I mean, you're just there. Because you've always been there, at least for the last however old you are. Well, since he graduated from college, I mean, that's it. He's been a D.C. guy. It just is what it is. Am I now supposed to lose my childlike belief in certain things like politicians? Is that what it is? Is it, no, I mean, should I now just, well, really just not, I guess I can't believe them. Yeah. I guess I just can't believe them. Now, what else am I going to have to give up on believing? You tell me. If you can't trust a politician, then by God, who can you trust? If you can't trust a career politician, then my Lord, who on earth is left to trust? Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to have to try and get myself, you know, put back together here, somehow deal with it and make heads or tails out of it. See what else there is to do. I do have some good news, though. Let me share the good news with you. Earlier today, I saw gasoline prices that were wonderful. When's the last time you said that? So I am driving this morning. I have to go to LabCorp. And does anybody have an actual good LabCorp location? I can't find one. Every time that I go, I have to get lab work done. I go over to their Villa Park location. They have always lost the paperwork. Every single time. They are batting 1,000 on this one. 100% of the time that I have visited, they have told me, oh, we don't have that. We don't have that. We don't have that. Really? So here's what we started doing. Now, you know, my doctor and my friend, and he would be my doctor if he weren't my friend. He'd be my friend if he weren't my doctor. But Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical, Midlothian, great guy. Former medical director for the World Wrestling Federation. So here's what's happened. Because we've been through it so many times, the good Dr. Quarles sends over the lab paperwork a week ahead of time. You know, to make sure that LabCorp gets it. And then the day before, they send it over again, you know, to make sure that LabCorp gets it. And what happens each and every time? And it's always an early morning appointment. Why? Because it's always a fasting lab. Every time. I'm telling you right now, 100% of the time. Oh, yeah, we don't have it. How is that possible? I don't know. Oh, but we don't have it. Are you sure you don't have it? Yeah, we don't have it. Okay. And then right from the room, I call up the good Dr. Bob's office. Hey, here's a shocker for you. They don't have it. I can hear the eyes rolling back there at Threshold Medical. Because I know. Yeah, they sent it over last week and they sent it over yesterday and they still don't have it. So anyway, if you do have like a good LabCorp location, clearly Villa Park's not going to be on my list. That's all I'm going to say. Nice people. Now, this is the weird thing about it. The actual tech people, the phlebotomist people that are going to be sticking the needles in, taking the blood, they always seem very nice. But somehow, some way, it's the overarch. So then I'm thinking, well, maybe there's just no good location. I don't know. If you've had one where you've had success, just do me a favor. This is like a huge favor because I got to get lab work done. I don't know how often I get it, but it just seems far too often as far as I'm concerned. But if you've got a good one of their locations, let me know. All right. You can hit me up on the James Riviera text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. All right, do me a favor, right? Just shoot me a note if in fact you do have a good one. I'd love to visit them. All right. So I'm out on Route 1. I'm on Brook Road, and I'm driving down to LabCorp, which will get me started again on my LabCorp disaster story. And I pass a gas station. It's a 7-Eleven, $2.65 a gallon for regular. And I thought, well, it's not going to be the real regular regular. It's going to be that, you know how they do the weird blend? What regular is 87, right? Or is it 89? I always forget. But it's the one that's a couple of octane points lower, and for whatever reason, it's always less money, and that's kind of the come on. But then you have to worry, geez, am I destroying my engine? Is this really worth? I mean, is it great to save 5 cents and then have to find an engine for $5,000? Right? That's part of the problem. But no, this was real, actual, regular, $2.65 a gallon. And I thought, this is fantastic. A little further down the line, I saw it at $2.51 per gallon. Thrilled! So I posted it on Facebook. I said, hey, this is great. This is, in my opinion, MAGA with two G's. M-A-G-G-A. Making American gas great again. And then people are saying, oh, man, we got that beat. So I am curious to know, this is far more important to more people than just my little LabCorp quip, although honestly, if you've got a good LabCorp location, please let me know. But what's the lowest price you've seen recently? Let's do regular. Most of us are using regular. Most cars in this day and age don't actually need the premium blends, despite what you may believe. What is the cheapest that you've seen it? And frankly, I'd like to know where you've seen it, because I may want to venture to that particular location. Same number, though. James River Air Text Line, that is always available to you. 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. Hit me up on the James River Air Text Line. Let me know. So the two things I'm looking at. Number one, personally, you got a good LabCorp location. Anybody that's does the same services, but they're not LabCorp, maybe? Because I just don't get it. The tech people are great, but the office machinery, AI, robot overlords, whatever it is that's supposed to be doing this, boy, swing and a miss for me every single time. And lowest price for regular that you've seen, where have you seen it and how much was it? 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. That is the number for the James River Air Text Line. Looking forward to seeing what you've got to say. 315, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 320, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. Yeah. 804 says, Jeff, you're talking about your good Dr. Bob as opposed to that hack, Dr. Bob Sabato. Well, it's actually Larry Sabato. But, you know, nonetheless, it's all right. Do you mean Dr. Bob Holdsworth? Both of them are hacks, I know, but at least Larry Sabato has his own pretty sizable operation. You know, the Larry Sabato Center for the Promotion of Larry Sabato. Poor Dr. Bob Holdsworth is a piker by comparison. But anyway, no, I get what you're saying. But yeah, my Dr. Bob is the good Dr. Bob. Jeff, did you listen to your own news feed? I did. I celebrated the fact that our newsroom is back up, fully operational again, and the two happiest people are Charles Pyle and yours truly. Charles sounded great as always, so good to hear it. But yeah, I did. The very things Mark Warner lists are very things Spamberger will cause. Well, yeah, because they're, you know, part and parcel of the same operation. 804 says, Jeff, LabCorp in Mechanicsville, right across from the hospital in Meadowbridge, has been very reliable when I've gone there. All right, I may have to check that out. I've got to find one that just doesn't always seem to have a problem having my paperwork. I don't get it. I mean, I wouldn't do the job there, right? Not something I'm qualified to do, but you would think you get people. But now it's all machines. That's the other thing. I don't know that there's a human in the process, because when you get to the lab, or at least this one, it's all check yourself in. It's all these self-standing sort of QR code kiosks, and there you go. So it's crazy. Crazy. But I'll give them a shot next time I need to go and have some blood sucked out and spun around. LabCorp on Bremo Road is really efficient, Jeff. Short wait times, they won't hurt you. Well, I don't mind the little needle stick. I just want them to get it right, you know. Bud in South Richmond, thank you, Bud. I appreciate it. Walt says, Jeff, I sat rolling through Cumberland County en route to Chesterfield to see my parents. Running on Route 60, it was $2.70. And also $2.60 today at Sam's and Costco. All right. Oh, today at Sam's and Costco in the West End, $2.45. Dang, that is good stuff. Now, that's, of course, you got to be a member, right? You got to be a member of Costco. You got to be a member of Sam's or BJ's or whatever the heck that is. We're Costco people, so have to take a look for that. Jeff, I've seen gas at BJ's in Mechanicsville for $1.52 if you use the BJ's credit card. Really? $1.52? Maybe that's a typo. It's got to be $2.52, right? Jeff, last week, Sheets at Broad and Emerywood. It was $2.48. Today it was $2.99. Wow. It's weird. It's weird. 804, quit whining, cats. Misspelled. Okay, but you know, I do enjoy a good wine. That's all I'm saying, you know. Let me see. Somebody else saying Sam's and Costco in the West End, $2.45. All right, so it's out there. That's my point. That is my point. It is out there, which is good. But you got to find it. So if you have seen it pretty low in terms of price, do me a favor and let me know. The James River Air text line is your friend, 833-804-1140. 833-804-1140. All right. Let me know where you've seen it, how much it is, and when was the time that you saw it? That's the other thing. We got to make sure that it was the right time. It is 326, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
.335 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. The rain has stopped, which is probably good. It's cold. It's getting colder. Every single time I talk about the cold, I feel cold. Anyway, which reminds me, Saturday will be the Dominion Energy Christmas Parade, where a whole bunch of us are going to be participating. And I'm looking forward to it. I'm not necessarily looking forward to the weather, but, you know, is what it is. We're all going to get through it. I promise you that. And thank God Mark Warner is willing to take another 6 years from his life to devote to the service of his fellow Virginians. Wow. Thank you so much. Oh. We're so much better as a result of that, aren't we? 18 years the guy has been there. 18 years. I remind you, this calls for the owner of the Chinese restaurant in the classic John Panette bit to say, you go now. You've been here 18 years. Go. Goodbye. It's enough already. Absolutely enough. I'll tell you the other thing I've had enough of are the people every Tuesday reminding me that it's Giving Tuesday and I should write yet another check to another charity. Now, you and I both know I have no problem whatsoever in supporting charities. And unlike a lot of people who like to talk a good game, I actually like to do stuff that helps out charities. But when every single piece of the snail mail is another request, and it all picks up right around this time of the year, right? Last 4 weeks of the year. I have my charities. And I have charities I believe in, and I have charities that I help, and I have charities that we donate to. And the mail, whether it be email or snail mail, I'm just telling you right now, you're not getting anything else from me. And I don't know how to say it nicely, because somebody's going, oh, well, you don't care about that group, or you don't care about this group, or you... No, I do. But I'm also, I think I'm a pretty realistic person. Right? Was I or was I not realistic when we talked about that Lane Kiffin yesterday? It's a job. He got himself a better job, higher salary, better facilities. So people who are outraged, I think, need to rub a little dirt on it, take a lap, walk it off. He might very well be a Delta Bravo. That I can't tell you. And it might very well have thrown the college football series championship. It's not like I'm John Reed. I'm completely unaware of sports related matters, but not Rich Herrera either, where I can give you the batting percentages for the starting quarterback and stuff like that. But what difference does it make in the big picture? Is it really one of these, oh, we got to talk you down off the roof things? Or do you say, oh yeah, well, all right, he's going somewhere else. But that's kind of how I feel with the charities. I wish I could help you all out. I do. I really do. But I can't honestly help out every single solitary charity that reaches out. And I don't know anybody who can. Maybe if you're President Trump or you're Governor Youngkin or somebody like that, maybe they say, well, hey, to their accounting staff, here's what I want you to do. Every charitable request that comes in, send them $100. Because I guarantee you, those guys get thousands of these requests. But otherwise, I don't know anybody who can support every single charity that comes in. And there's some good charities that I'm not supporting. Why? Because I hate him? No, just because I don't have that kind of money. If I were to win Powerball or Mega Millions, guess what? I'd send everybody a check. I would. I have a whole list of things I would do, actually. Number one on the list, I start a nonprofit. I start a nonprofit to help kiddos like Julia. And I start another nonprofit to help those who are first responders. Well, law enforcement. I can't help everybody there either, but law enforcement for sure. And then after that, I don't know. I buy the mink line boxer shorts, I think, would be high up on the list. How do you make the determination becomes the question, right? I mean, it really does. That's part of this. So that's just another thing. I know I'm kind of in a ranty sort of a mood. 804 hits me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, let's ask Senator Warner for a list of his accomplishments for the 18 years he's been in the Senate. This shouldn't take long. You're right. It won't take long. I could not tell you, sitting here, what he has done in 18 years in the U.S. Senate. I'm not sure he could tell you. I mean, he would give you a line of drivel, because at this point it's all Trump. But have you done anything during that time that you've been there, aside from attend the right parties with the right people? I can't show you anything. And I'm not trying to be a partisan here. Really not. I can't tell you what he's done, if anything. Tiny Tim Kaine. What legislative accomplishments does he have in the U.S. Senate? And these guys, remember, both of these guys all on board with Jay Jones, who believes that people who disagree with him politically are deserving of two bullets to the head. It's a very bizarre situation we're seeing right now. You notice the other thing is that there are people who are outraged right about now that narco-terrorists coming from Venezuela are being killed on the open seas, right? They're outraged. Oh, my gosh, it is absolutely outrageous that narco-terrorists are being targeted by the U.S. government and eliminated. The threat of the narco-terrorists being eliminated right there in their own boats in the ocean. These people are outraged. Many of these same people celebrated the assassination of Charlie Kirk a couple of months ago. There's just absolutely no sense at play in any of this. It is outrageous. And I think it was yesterday, we heard the snippet. There were people shouting up there in New York where that alleged murderer is getting ready to face trial for murdering, allegedly, the United Healthcare executive. And what were they shouting? Anybody pay attention to this? No healthcare, no peace. Now, what exactly does that mean? We're supposed to provide you with free healthcare, I suppose, or you will engage in all sorts of terrible behavior? Is that what we are supposed to understand? I guess so. I guess so. And here's all I can tell you, man, is that it's getting to be more and more concerning and more dangerous in this world. We saw it in Washington, D.C. on Thanksgiving. Two wonderful members of the National Guard, the West Virginia National Guard, helping to make the D.C. streets safer. And a young lady, what was she, 20 years old? She was brutally murdered? 20 years old. And the other member of the West Virginia National Guard, I think he's 24. He's fighting for his life right now. And all they were doing was their duty, their service, making the streets of Washington, D.C. safer. It is a very dangerous time in America right now. It really, really is. I want to remind you, tomorrow morning, 6 a.m., Rich Herrera is going to be here, host of Richmond's Morning News. Hope you will make a point to listen to him again. Starts at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Couple of moments. We will pay attention to the Department of Homeland Security, which also talks about some of the dangers. And President Trump weighs in on that National Guard murder up in D.C. We'll do that all in a couple of moments. Again, you can always hit me up on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 352, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is cold. It's still kind of damp, but the rain has ceased. I'm getting now that we have started the Christmas music. Thank goodness. Yes, we will play both Hanukkah tunes at some point. Well, you've got to remember that my people were writing the Christmas tunes for, you know, your people. That's why we don't have any good Hanukkah tunes, because we were busy writing all the good Christmas tunes. It's true. It's absolutely true.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes. If network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But I think we've got two. Well, I mean, there's dreidel, and there's dreidel. 804, Roxana says, hey, Jeff, didn't Mark Warner originally state he would only serve two terms? You are correct. I'm not a math major, she writes on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, but he has served his two. It's time to go. He's done nothing. Yeah, in fact, he served his two plus one. He served three terms, 18 years he has been a member of the Billionaire Boys Club, the U.S. Senate. Isn't that great? 804 says, hey, Jeff, I'd like to ask Senator Warner how much his net worth has increased in the past 18 years. Oh, what a question that would be. And, if you get the chance to ask him, please, by all means, ask him. Let me know what he has to say. I don't think that he takes all that many questions to begin with. I've noticed that throughout the years. He's not really interested in answering a lot of questions. Hey, Craig Peterson's going to be here at 4:35 this afternoon. You know, he helps us stay safe online. And I have to ask him about this email I just got from Microsoft Teams, or at least that's what it says. A Microsoft customer, Esteban, has added you to a team. And the team name is, you have successfully authorized a payment of $489.99 USD. If this transaction was not initiated by you, please call PayPal. Misspelled at this particular number. If you didn't approve this charge, you have 12 hours to do. Okay, well, I'll get right on that. But I mean, I'm going to run it by Craig Peterson first, just in the event that it is, you know, real. I've got a sneaking suspicion that PayPal would probably know how to spell PayPal, but I could be wrong, right? I mean, not in this matter, I don't think. I think in this one, I'm absolutely correct that it's probably not the real PayPal, but hey. Crazier things have happened. So Craig Peterson's going to be here at 4:35. And at 5:35, Laura Warisher is going to be here. And it's a lot easier to speak with her than actually say her name. She's a really, really sweet, talented woman. Big proponent of just helping folks, which I love. She worked for my friend Jonathan Cotton at the Goodfeed store as a big-time executive sort of person. But she's written a couple of great books, and I ran into her at an event a couple of weeks ago. And she's got this new thing that she's kind of doing. She's trying to help people write their own book, write their own story. And I thought, well, that's perfect. Because remember now, everybody is the star of their own story. That's just an absolute truth any way you slice it. I don't care who you speak with, where you speak with them, when you speak with them. Everyone is the star of their own story. But what if you could take your story and then turn it into an actual book that other people would enjoy reading? Laura's got a couple of ideas, and I'm looking forward to chatting with her, with you, at 5:30. Remember, Craig Peterson will be along at 4:35. We'll get some advice on staying safe online. And Department of Homeland Security says, beware, my friends. It's 3:56. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. and a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.